I'm Stefan Krasninski, and I'm the founder of Soundwalk, Soundwalk Collective. So where the influence of Soundwalk is quite large. I think I was trained as an art historian. So my field of studies is not really per se like sound, but it was more embracing art in all its shape and form. And so really sound came really, really, really late. I think really at the end of my study, really. I remember clearly that I used to do my PhD in art history in NYU, studying Guy Debord with the Situationist movement of French 70s art movement, and Samuel Beckett. So I was doing a thesis around Samuel Beckett and Guy Debord. And this is really, I guess, the Soundwalk idea came from, you know, idea of like me spending a lot of time for my study in museum, discovering the emptiness and the dryness of those audio tours in museum, and using this platform basically to take people not inside the museum but outside, and really also this idea that we are so filled up more than ever today of information, but all this information doesn't give us anything. It's just more dates, facts, names, but we don't learn anymore. We're just becoming ADD type of situation. So I said, what about having this tour and actually learning people to de-learn or to not learn anymore, but instead to get lost?
If you're listening to this in the comfort of your own home, stop it right now. And la-dee-da, have a good night. If you're out on the streets of Times Square, ready to meet the neon light, tete-a-tete, flesh upon flesh, lips to lips, well then come meet me at the bar at 44th Street and 8th Avenue.
And by getting lost, not knowing where to go, then suddenly being able to appreciate or to be experiencing an unexpected feeling. Because actually when you get lost, you suddenly discovering a lot of stuff about yourself. And so the idea of suddenly a voice that you don't know telling you to turn right, left, to go down the stairs, go up, open doors and enter in places that you don't know, and the only thing that takes you there is a voice in your head.
Entschuldigt. Shalom Aleichem. Hi guys, my name is Joseph, and I grew up a chassid, and so are my parents, and so are their parents. I can trace my lineage all the way back to the first Hasidic rabbi, the Baal Shem Tov, back in the 1700s. I've decided to let you into my world, so I need you to listen to me and walk with me, because today you're going to experience what it's like to be a Hasidic Jew. I want you to stand up, I want you to get your babka, I want you to come with me, get all your stuff, and follow me to the door on the right. I want you to go through the door and follow me outside.
It's suddenly bringing a lot about your own self, like, do I do it, do I don't do it, why I'm doing this, I'm scared or not, you know, do I let myself being carried in situation where I have nothing to do with.
The user expressly accepts and assumes any and all risks that may exist in the use of Soundwalk. Soundwalk is a unique experience set in the real world. Use common sense. Be ready for the unexpected, as you do in real life. All right, kids, so let's go.
So if we take people to the Bronx with Afrika Mambaataa, you walk in the South Bronx, and after, let's say, 5 or 7 blocks where I tell you turn right, turn left, turn right, turn left, you don't know where you are anymore.
Now you should be on the platform. Listen carefully. Walk down the platform. Walk down the first set of stairs to your right. Take your time. Don't run. We're gonna take you on an exciting trip, but there's no need to rush. Take your time and enjoy.
And so you're just actually in the South Bronx with a big headphone and expensive iPad, and you don't know where you are anymore, and you don't want to look like lost as a tourist in the South Bronx. And so there are, there it is a great place actually to discover yourself and to see how much you're dealing with environment and geographic environment.
Now you're here on the street. It's time to start our journey. Here we go, baby.
Africa Mambada and Jazzy J, where, you know, maybe for me the first really real production. You know, I'm come from Paris in a kind of a bourgeois city in a 18th arrondissement in Montmartre. So my background is very kind of a classic French, Parisian, and you know, I'm suddenly finishing in the South Bronx with those guys, you know, with Africa Mambada and Jazzy J and their friends, and you know, it's pretty rough down up there. Now it's changed a little bit 20 years later, but back in the 90s when I worked with them up there and we started to work on this, it was like, for me, a big jump of culture and end up with guys with a lot of, you know, tilted window cars and guns and drugs and...
Yeah, you know, put a little cool in your step. Yeah, don't walk so tight. Yeah, relax a little. Yeah, just like me. Yeah, walk like me. This is the Morrison Avenue Strip. As we walk down today, you're gonna walk in the footsteps of a lot of people who came before you. You know, they used to walk down the strip on their way to the jam. The block party. It wasn't called a party back in those days. It was called a jam. So I'm inviting you to go with me today to the jam. Let's walk down the strip a little further. To your left, you're gonna pass by the library. A couple of buildings on your right. Yeah, don't worry about nothing. You hanging with Jazzy J. That's right, the original Jazzy J.
And music also. Music was so strong there, and they really allowed me to get into this, and this was a really beautiful experience in learning how a music form has been invented, to really actually have the chance to share this kind of birthplace of hip-hop. And I never really paid attention to hip-hop before. I mean, I counted it and I liked it, but I didn't really pay attention about how this music was invented. And it was invented out of limitation, because they had nothing up there. And they used whatever they had in their hand to invent this new break, this new idea of the rhythm and the break, and how they invented this music from the limitation of the place and space they had.
All right, I am Grandmaster Caz from the legendary Cold Crush Brothers. Every DJ earlier on in hip-hop had his area and commandeered a pretty much a certain area. If you say Bronx River, Bambaataa, that's the first thing that come out your mouth. But as far as Soundview, Disco King Mario. If you say West Side, Kool Herc. You say South Bronx, Flash, Theodore. We all grew up in the same blocks, in the same neighborhood.
And so working with Africa Mambaataa and Jazzy J and spending a year with them to work on that piece allowed me to really, really to shape my mind and made me understanding better what I wanted to do with those sound work, because before it was just very, you know, experimental and playful, and this was the first time I really understood that I could do something more in depth with it, and I can really revisit part of his stories or untold stories.
Yeah, now you're sitting on the stage. Yeah, you're sitting where greatness was. Yeah, this is where it all began, baby. Right, the home of hip hop, Bronx River. Now imagine, Bambaataa behind you, busting out the beats, handing them to me. I'm chopping them up like, you know, chop suey. What the? You know what I'm saying? The MCs running back and forth on the microphone, getting their sound check together, because they getting ready to bust off a crazy routine. Yeah, you hear? That's hot, right? That's the way it started, baby.
So we end up to do these walks in the South Bronx with Jazzy J and Africa Mambaataa, using Africa Mambaataa and Jazzy J as voice over, and having them taking you to where they used to where they used to grow up, where they used to play music, where they start to compose.
Yeah, let's cross on over. Yeah, watch out for them cars now. All right, yeah, come on. Yeah, you gotta move quick.